Bless your word to us, Lord, as we think about it together, and that your voice will be heard in our hearts. For the Lord Jesus' sake, amen. Oh, the people of God had split up into two kingdoms, Judah and Israel. And between them both the kingdoms, they had a run of bad kings who didn't want to be bothered with the word of God, didn't want to listen to the prophets, wanted to do their own thing. And so there was a lot of evil in those days, very bad. One of the most evil kings was a king called Manasseh, and he was bad. He was so bad. But towards the end of his life, had a sudden change, and he repented of his sin and turned to the Lord, and the Lord looked down and had mercy on him and forgave him, and he lived a pretty good life at the end of his life. But his son, I'm afraid, took absolutely no notice whatsoever and just did his own thing. But then that son died, and his son, Hezekiah was his name, he came to the throne. And I think maybe he was very influenced by the fact that his granddad had got to know God at the end of his life, changed his life. And Hezekiah became a really good king. He came to the throne when he was 25, and straight away he started putting things right and getting rid of all the bad things. One of the things that he had to get rid of, do you remember the story of Moses and the brass snake lifted up in the wilderness? Yeah. Well, that brass snake, the people of God thought so much about it that it became an idol. They were actually burning incense to it. And Hezekiah said, this is not right. It's God that we worship, not a brass snake. And so he took it and he ground it down to powder and threw it out and got rid of it altogether. And so Hezekiah became a very, very good king, and we read that he trusted in the Lord, he kept the commandments of the Lord, and he prospered. However, there came a time when although everything seemed to be going all right, things suddenly went bad. Like sometimes with us, that things are all right, we look to the Lord, trust the Lord, and things go bad. And this happened, and the king of Assyria brought his army against Jerusalem. They surrounded Jerusalem, and Hezekiah got really worried about it, because he thought, you know, why does the Lord allow this to happen in my life? We've been going on with God, and so why is God allowing this? And the big army of Assyria surrounded Jerusalem, and this fellow, one of the captains, stood up there and began to shout up to the wall, all the people on the wall listening, and he says, don't trust your king Hezekiah. Your God's not going to help you. Our gods have been helping us, and we've won all the victories, and you're not going to be helped. You might as well give in and pack in and all the rest of it. And this went on some time, and Hezekiah really got worried. In fact, he got so worried, he sent a message to Isaiah the prophet and says, Isaiah, you better get down to prayer. God has got to answer, because this man's saying bad things about God. And sure enough, he was. He was blaspheming the name of God. And Isaiah sent a message back to Hezekiah. God has heard us. Don't worry, God is going to deal with the situation. God hears what this man says. So don't you worry, just you trust. But this man kept on shouting out at the wall all these terrible things that they were going to win and all the rest of it. And then something rather wonderful happened, because the king of Assyria sent a letter to King Hezekiah. And when the letter came, Hezekiah took it quietly up into his bedroom, spread it out in front of God, and says, God, this is what the king is saying. Now, God, you've got to do something about this. You've got to sort this out. And do you know what happened that night? Yeah. The king woke up in his camp with all the soldiers, and most of them were dead. They died in their sleep. Now, we were talking about Hull City and how many go to Hull City. Supposing it's 20,000. Can you imagine 185,000. Can you imagine how many people that is? And 185,000 of the enemies of the Lord died that night by the hand of God. And of course, the king of Assyria had to turn around, and this man Rabshakeh, he went back home, and as soon as he went back home, went into his house, and he's scared to death. Of course, you see, I mean, God's shown his hand. God is the victor, you know. I mean, God's shown his hand, and both his sons came up to him and killed their father. The judgment of God fell upon this man who blasphemed the name of the Lord. And so it will be in the end. Though we think sometimes that wrong's never been put right, and right goes wrong, and God's people get punished and hurt and all the rest of it, at the end of it all, God will bring it right. He always will. He's got to, because he's God. Thank you, Father, for your word, and bless what we've learnt today, that those who trust you will always have a hearing from you, and that you can do something wonderful. And we ththank you that just as Hezekiah had 185,000 reasons for believing in you, we too can have the same and more. For the Lord Jesus' sake, amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay then.
End.